This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. This month, we're bringing you the stories of Wisconsin's finest athletes who are competing in the Olympics. Annie Hager mastered the art of sailing on a small lake in southeast Wisconsin. The East Troy native says in her sport, it's a constant battle with Mother Nature. Between the weather and the water, Hager recently told me she's ready to take on whatever situation she enters at Rio's Olympic Games.
Yeah, there's a tiny little lake in East Troy. It's called Lake Vila, and my dad's side of the family has actually been a part and living on the lake for five generations now. So it's quite funny. You can see my eight-year-old grandpa still out there on the weekends. Yeah, it's super fun.
Okay, so you're competing in the women's 470. And the 470, it's a two-person dinghy, which is a type of boat. Can you explain it a little more to people who especially aren't familiar with sailing?
Yeah, absolutely. I sail the 470 with Brianna Savantra, and I am the skipper. The skipper is the person in the back of the boat that steers the boat and has, it's called a cockpit, and it has all different kinds of control lines for the boat. So my job's a little bit more finesse, wherein Brianna's job is a little bit more straight power, a little bit physical, and she's in the front of the boat called the crew, and she has the jib, which is the smaller sail. 470 is a two-person boat. It's 4.7 meters long, so around 15 feet.
So once you have a competition, what exactly does it entail?
A competition is called a regatta, and you can think of sailing a course similar to the NASCAR race. There's a particular course that you have to go around, and the person who crosses the finish line first wins. Unlike NASCAR, it's not dependent on your time. It's just dependent on which place you receive in the race. So when the person who finishes first gets 1 point, second, 2 points, so on and so forth. And at the end of the regatta, there are 10 races, and whoever has the least amount of points wins.
And now you've qualified for the Olympics.
Yeah.
What was that like, the moment that you realized this was happening, this was real?
Brianna and I hugged each other and started crying, and honestly, it took a couple of weeks for it to hit me. It's something you dream about for me since I was a little girl, and it's a very strange feeling just accomplishing a dream, because you're kind of, I just became so laser-focused about the gold medal. The team that wins the gold medal is going to be the best all-around sailors. In Rio, in the particular venue, is very difficult because you have you're sailing inside the bay as well as outside of the bay. And inside of the bay is crazy current. The wind is very shifty. It's flat water, and there's just a lot of unpredictable unknowns there. While outside of the bay, they have up to 12-foot waves, which are absolutely massive, and the breeze is more consistent, so it's more about boat speed and technique. So it's not a specific conditions team's venue, and we are that team. We have strength throughout all of those conditions. So if we can be mentally stable, if we can go out there and not do anything special, just make sure kind of status quo, we're going to be on that podium.
East Troy native Annie Hager is competing in the Olympic Sailing Regatta in Rio. The competition begins August 10th. You can hear our extended conversation as well as voices of other Wisconsin Olympians all this week on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and online at wpr.org/Olympics.